Milwaukee has about 13 food deserts that affect thousands of residents every day. Food deserts are areas where it's hard to find fresh, affordable produce, so people often end up relying on unhealthy processed foods. To combat the problem, dozens of urban farms and community garden initiatives are working to provide nutritious foods for marginalized communities. But what does it mean to run an urban farm? WUWM, Eric Von Fellow, Maria Peralta Arellano has the story as she continues her series, Feeding the City, the People Powering Local Food.
Milwaukee is a city packed with homes, factories, and other businesses and countless miles of street and sidewalks. But some residents have found a way to farm in the city. Take Crops on Top in the River West neighborhood. The urban farm nestled among factories and warehouses, Crops on Top grows tomatoes, peppers, herbs, carrots, and other produce in more than 20 raised garden beds.
So we do not go into the ground here. So everything here is raised beds. We don't even want to crack into the parking lot.
That's Joel Lehozik, who founded and operates Crops on Top with his brother Jamie.
This was, a battery factory for years and years and years. So that was a big challenge to just realize, all right, we're not getting into the ground. We're bringing in our own ground.
On the same plot of land, there's a farm stand that's open on Wednesdays during the growing season. The Lehozik brothers work in the food and hospitality industry. They started Crops on Top when the COVID pandemic disrupted the food supply and highlighted the lack of access to local food and food insecurity. They wanted a place where residents and local restaurants could reliably obtain fresh farm ingredients. Joel says putting people directly in touch with produce where it's grown has helped educate them about the food they're eating. He describes frequent interactions at the farm stand.
When they come in, I give them the rundown of everything we have, and I usually get one or two comments about, oh, I don't even know what to do with that. So that's where I can, explain the different ways you can use kohlrabi, how I use them in a dinner, or just for snacking.
Crops on Top started small, but has been growing over the past 5 years. The brothers recently received the Brew City Match Grant, allowing them to buy shipping containers where they'll set up a hydroponics operation to grow produce indoors. That'll extend their growing season. The hydroponics approach swaps soil for nutrient-rich water that plants need to grow. About 10 minutes from Crops on Top, the state's largest hydroponics operation has been using the technique for around 4 years. The 100-acre farm in the Century City Business Park was founded by Chris Corkery, another person who saw the potential of urban farming. The operation is in a warehouse on the former site of A.O. Smith and Tower Automotive.
Believe it or not, it's much cheaper to transform a warehouse that was producing iron railroad tracks 80 years ago and start growing.
100-acre farm is in a state of endless summer, providing perfect growing conditions. That means endless production for the microgreens, lettuce, and basil. Corkery says it's exciting and fruitful to create an urban farming operation by reusing an industrial space.
We designed and built out our farm and had our first test harvest in 3 months. I mean, imagine doing that to a piece of land that has a bunch of trees on it, maybe some environmental issues underneath. We don't have to worry about any of that. We can get up and grow in a matter of, weeks, not years.
100-acre farm sells about 40,000 pounds of produce each year to residents, restaurants, and schools. But Corkery says when he was getting customers, a few local restaurants needed coaxing that the urban garden would be up to the task. They wanted to ensure that 100-acre farm could keep up with the demand. So Corkery invited chefs to the farm to see the operation and the quality of the local produce.
And they checked it out and they're like, whoa, yeah, this is very real. And then they taste the lettuce or whatever. And they're like, okay, this is very, very real. Then I tell them the price and they fall back on their chair because at the time we were a lot more money. And they said, well, hold on to it and let me know how much you throw out. And the answer is, basically zero. You compare that to what you were already buying. Let's say it was half the price, but you're throwing out half. Well, that means we're the same price.
Tomorrow, I'll continue our series, Feeding the City, the People Powering Local Food, by meeting with volunteers from Kinship Community Food Center to learn more about the journey from farm to table. I'm Eric Von Fellow, Maria Peralta Arellano, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.